You're listening to Vatican Radio. A new project providing work for Iraqi refugees in Jordan will be inaugurated in the capital Amman on May the 12th by the Undersecretary of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, Monsignor Segundo Tejado Munoz. The project will be funded by money that was raised by the Holy See's pavilion at the Milan Expo, which took place from May to October 2015. Pope Francis personally requested that the $150,000 collected through visitors' donations should go directly to the development scheme entitled Promoting Job Opportunities for Displaced Iraqis in Jordan. Caritas Jordan will oversee the launch of the project, which guarantees a regular income for 15 Iraqi refugees and their families, employed in making preserves as well as the production and sale of oil and vegetables. A further 200 refugees will be offered professional training in carpentry, agriculture and food technology, while another 500 will be given temporary employment throughout the year. After the first 6 months of funding by the initial donation, the project is expected to support itself through income from the sale of the produce. The project was presented and approved by Cor Unum as a direct response to the Pope's desire to help the most vulnerable people suffering from the effects of the conflicts in Syria and Iraq. Jordan currently hosts around 130,000 Iraqi refugees and over 1.3 million Syrians who fled from the fighting in their country. And those are just the numbers who've been registered by the United Nations. The director of Caritas Jordan, Wael Suleiman, noted that despite the efforts of the local church and of various government authorities, it remains extremely hard for refugees to find regular work. I'm Philippa Hitchin.